I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
This is a twisted web. And we are not finished untangling it.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
It's beautiful out there, Alex. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, so are your respiratory droplets, so stay away from me.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks so much for tuning in to this special limited edition spring season of the Nightside Project. And the big news today, the big news tonight has been the Amber Alert. The Amber Alert's been canceled. There was a young boy, 4 years old, who was said had been kidnapped out of Fruitland, which is in Deschene County. Pretty much straight east of here, east-southeast of here. And now they're saying that Amber Alert's is canceled. They found the suspect. We don't have any other information than that, do we, Alex?
Well, and it's mixed at this point too, because we've heard they have found a suspect, and they found the victim during. I would assume that you found both at one point, but we don't have all the details, and I'm not gonna.
there's no reason to get ahead of the details. You're right, Alex.
Look,
that's all we know. But yeah. I'm looking forward to finding out the status of the boy.
I'm waiting to find out so far our Amber Alert system over the past few weeks, I know we were in quarantine when one went off at 3 a.m. and that really set people in a weird way. It wasn't just that it went off at 3 a.m. It was because it didn't have any information. It was blank, right? You remember that whole situation?
And they've
put on hold if you're getting KSL notifications, or if you're getting text messages from KSL News Radio, you'll get those. And you can get that at just by texting news to 57500. And so what happens is that people, you can get those, but they've put on hold the Amber Alerts that you're getting to your phone, like the entire state. And I will just say, like, even tonight, there was still a little bit of a lack of information from some of the what we usually get from the sources, right? In this case, it was the Deschene County Sheriff's Department. There was just kind of a mix. And some people heard over the air the automated system say, and the way that they read the script over the, this automated robot read the script was to dial, not 911, to dial September 1st, 2001.
Oh, geez.
That's obviously – there are things along the way that need to be fixed, but the good news is the Amber Alert's canceled. So there you go.
Well, and you know what, though? I mean, people have been really criticizing this, but I've seen enough from the Amber Alert hosting the Nightside Project to be a believer in the Amber Alert.
For sure. And we've had times, look, times like this. If this is one of those cases where they go, dude, you're on the news and they're looking for you and they're coming after you.
We've had
Amber Alerts where they have been found during our show.
We've had
people
Amber
texting
Alerts
in, I saw the car, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like all that stuff.
We've had Amber Alerts that have been resolved by Nightside listeners.
Yes.
I mean, it's a phenomenal program. We're in this weird time right now where we're throwing everything out with the bathwater, and it's just I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And honestly, I'll tell you what I wish the lieutenant governor had said, because he's kind of been on the forefront of the whole Amber Alert thing. I wish he and the governor would have just said, hey, you know what? We're sorry. that it woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, but also you're welcome that we even have this. So, you know, get past it, get over it. Cause this is a program.
Well, look,
wake,
no, wake me up in the middle of the night with the information though. That was the problem. Is
well,
that,
but
that didn't have,
I mean,
it was broken.
So it, you know, it blew it on that occasion. What do you want?
No, the last, but
this
the
is
last,
a program
like,
that
last,
saves
like,
lives. And we're
that,
just
we're
getting, we're just getting so bent out of shape over little things that go wrong that I don't want to see the Amber Alert program falling victim to what so many other good things in our
Ethan, what
are
we arguing? What are we even arguing about anymore? You and I love each other and we love the Amber
system. We're on the same team. We're on the same team.
Now, if I've learned anything from Dr. Matt, it's find that common ground. Let's talk through these things. This is cognitive therapy with you and I. All right. Millard, we got to jump to this next portion of the program. I want to jump into this because you've got your headlines, and I want to roll out some of these things. So go ahead. Give us some of your headlines. Hit me with your best shot, Millard.
All right. Police in Eagle Mountain have arrested Justin Thomas Strasburg for installing garage doors and then stealing garage doors from homes under construction to install more garage doors.
Hold on. So, you said garage doors about seven times. What happened?
So he's in the business of installing garage doors.
Got it.
The way he would do that is by going around to homes under construction and stealing garage doors. And then he would use those to sell to other people.
It sounds like he's got people in the downline, in his downline of garage doors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, man, like every thief has a downline.
It's like there's a garage door, and you don't actually see the garage door, but you know about it, and like it's the best garage door ever. And my uncle has a garage door, and it saved his life one time.
At the time of his arrest, Strasburg was in possession of approximately $1,500 in stolen garage door components, which, from what I know about garage doors, is basically
one door.
Hardly anything.
I was going to say one panel on one. On one door.
He had some wires in back in there.
So anyway. I have to say something. So we got garage doors installed on our old house before we moved. One garage. Well, it was a single garage door. So think about Sugar House with the single garage door.
Yeah, right? The detached garage.
Detached garage one. Because they're like, why would we ever need another car, Martha? You don't know how to drive, and certainly I won't let you.
Like, it's 1930.
So we replaced our garage door with like a real motorized garage door. The guys, and we had to wait weeks for this thing to roll up. They pulled up, and they got out of the truck, and they walked up. It was like the slowest walk up. I'm like, why are these guys taking so long to walk up? And I looked, and the garage door was on the truck, and it was bent backward, like the panels, right? And I was like, what's going on here? And I come out, and he goes, we were driving down the freeway, and the door flipped up, and it was tied down in the middle, and it bent your door in half. So we're going to have to go, you're not getting your door today.
Wow. You should have called this guy.
I called this guy. He would have been like, I'll install and uninstall your garage door all in one day.
I'll install a garage door. I got to swing past this other neighborhood first.
He's like, I installed your garage door yesterday. How are you liking it? Well, it's not there anymore. Perfect.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Call the customer service hotline if you loved your installation and deinstallation of your garage door. So there you go. All right, what else you got, Millard?
Nothing nearly as hilarious.
All right,
next up, Alex. I go for the space ones, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, and I love them.
So an astronomer says he's identified the odds of intelligent life existing elsewhere in the universe based on an analysis of both the likelihood of life developing quickly and also whether or not the life would be intelligent. It's basically a large math equation. It's a formula that he said is worked out. He said basically...
Wait, the odds? So the mathematic equation picks up on the odds of there being life on other planets somewhere in the universe?
That's right. Okay. And the likelihood of it being intelligent.
Okay.
So in other words, he's not looking for, you know, fungus.
Right. What's the definition of intelligent, though? I mean, like, let's, you know, what
well,
are we talking
it's,
about
it's
here?
Like so many other things. You know it when you see it. It's hard
subjective.
To define, but
yeah,
you know
yeah,
it when you see
sure.
it.
Sure.
And you know it when you're not seeing it, right?
Or hearing it, sure,
yeah.
In our case.
Anyway. So,
well, what are the odds?
Tell
me what the odds. You didn't tell me what the odds were.
Oh, sorry. So the odds are. Hold on. Let me skip down to it. Okay,
that's the only part that I care about. He figured out a mathematic equation. on the odds of us having other people in the universe that are alive. Anyway, we're going to take a break. What was it?
So
what's
he
the
says
number?
That there are basically infinite planets, but if just 0.1% are the right temperature, 0.1% are the right amount of light, 0.1% are the right chemistry, and 0.1% are the right age, your candidate group whittles down so far that you're left with just only a few candidates left. And then he ran the timeline of human development.
Like a few billion?
Because at that point, just a few candidates.
Yeah, but think about how many trillions of stars there are out there in the universe, bro. So then we're still talking about, there's only 400 or 500,000 planets that could be, still have. Okay, so what is it?
Yeah. So anyway, the odds are 3 out of 2, which means 3 out of every 5. I'm blowing this.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
This is
a math explanation.
I'm trying to translate this.
Oh my goodness!
So bring your
14-year-old in
and have him do it,
and have him see if he can figure out what the math is.
So of the Earth-like planets out there,
yeah.
He said that 3 of every 5 reruns turned up with intelligent life. Reruns of his calculation. Which
reruns of I Dream of Jeannie. 4 out of 9. 9 out of 4 I Dream of Jeannie episode reruns.
Which
come
means
back with
that
intelligent
if
life.
They are like Earth in terms of temperature and heat and all that stuff, it's 45% chance of intelligent life.
Okay, so there we go. See, it was dire at the beginning, but you're talking about almost a... basically a coin toss. Almost a coin toss of just whether or not there's intelligent life out there. All right, that's good. Taking the break here when we come back. We're going to have Ethan take a math test.
I'm doing more math when we come back.
Okay, it's 3 out of 2. And it's,
you know what's embarrassing? Is I do math all day at work.
It's really bad.
With people's real money.
Oh, you know what? You've just made everyone feel better.
I know. And I couldn't work my way through this.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got more to go on the program when we return. Your stimulus dollars at work. What Amazon is hawking that you need to buy if that $3 trillion stimulus goes through. This is the thing you got to spend it on. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.